Lord is so good, is so good to me. Hallelujah, Jesus is so good, is so good, is so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, it's so good. Sarah, come, Shedda, Riera, come, Kora, the Shedda, come, Hora, the Shedda, come. Hallelujah, Jesus is so good, is so good, is so good. My God is so good, is so good. Oh, hallelujah. So I call the shed of the other call the as it been good to you. Jesus is so good, is so good, is so good. Oh yes, my God is so good, is so good to me. Hallelujah. Jesus is so good, is so good, is so good. My God is so good, is so good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let's just pray. Father, I thank you for this hour, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You have been good to us, and you are always good. And I want you to minister to us yourself, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Praise the Lord! Have your seat. Now, the message that the Lord laid upon my heart, the devil has tried to sidetrack it. In fact, before our pastor called me some days ago, many days ago, almost a week now, that can you take this week, the Lord said, preach this. And I said, Lord, gee. Now, if you want to go in the rapture, if you love to go in the rapture, listen to this message, because this is the message that we have heard from the beginning. You want to go with Jesus, pay serious attention to this message. The Lord has been giving it. It is not originated by me. It's not new. It is a simple message, but it's a difficult. Like Apostle John wrote, he said, when he was given this little book to eat it, he said, it's sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the belly. So the same way, this message is going to be bitter in your belly, sweet to say it, but bitter for everybody. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, preach it. And then I was in the prayer meeting or in my backyard praying one evening. I said, Lord, gee, this is a tough. I'm not giving you the topic of the message yet. This is a tough thing. How can I do this? How will I be able to do this message? How will I be able to do this? It's going to be like this is more or less going to be. He said, then the Lord said, then talk about the love for Jesus. The love for Jesus. Amen? So the topic of the message is, what will you do for Jesus? What will you do for Jesus' sake? Amen? Well, actually, the message is divine love. But say love. Everybody talk about love. We all talk about love, but it's not easy. And Lord said, it is not love for one another, it's the love for the bridegroom. Do you really love Jesus? Oh, we can say, yes, I do. But he's going to tell you whether you really love him right now. Because even the biggest of apostles, this is what Jesus Christ to ask him. Open with me. I'm just going to flow as the Lord flows. John chapter 21. The biggest of the apostles. The biggest of the apostles, Apostle Peter, very vocal. And if you say, does anybody love Jesus much more than Apostle Peter? He was vocal about it. He said, though everybody may forsake you, I will never deny you. So he was not joking, neither was he lying. But this is John chapter 21, and the Lord says something to Peter on the after he resurrected. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than this? So the question is to you also. Do you love Jesus? He said, oh yes, Lord, I love you. Peter said it to the same way. He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said, okay, feed my lambs. Then he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? How can you be asking me why I love? Peter said again, he said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. Then the Lord pulled from the spirit. And he said it one more time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now that is the question he's asking you today. Do you really love Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? That's for you and for me. Because it is love that will rapture the bride. Where we say, well, it's love for one another, but the love that is going to rapture you is the love for Jesus. And if you love Jesus, that you are ready to do anything for him. That is what he is talking about. Do you really love me that you are ready to do anything for that bridegroom, Jesus? It's a question that you should ask yourself sincerely. Do I really love Jesus? Because he may ask something of you that you are not ready to give up. He may ask something of you that you are not willing to give. When you read this chapter, I just pointed out to you here, he asked Peter three times. Peter, I almost felt grieved the third time that. Read it yourself. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said, feed my sheep. And he finally gave him some clue. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou gathered thyself and walked whithersoever thou wouldest. That is, you are leading yourself. You are doing whatever you like to do when you are young. He said, but when you shall be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, another man shall lead thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. That was a proverb. He gave him a proverb. That is, from now on, Peter, you are no more your own. That's what he was telling Peter. You are no more your own. I will lead you where you don't want to go. But do you really love me to follow? That's what Jesus Christ was asking Peter then. And verse 19 told us what he was saying there. He said, this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Well, I didn't write this. You all know that it was in the scripture. But that is the same question he's asking from you. He's not asking you to come and die. He's asking you, do you really love me? You want to go in the rapture. Everybody says, oh, the Lord is good. And this is the goodness of the Lord right there. He just made multiples of fish. Miracle in that earlier chapter. And he says, the Lord. And Peter was so excited, he jumped into the water and swam to the bank of the lake. Master is here. That was after the resurrection. So you all know the story that, wow, that was great. As long as miracles were happening, they loved the master. And then he called Peter, who was the leader right now, and said, do you love me more than this? As long as you are getting everything from me, as long as I'm making miracles happen to you, as long as I'm providing everything you need and much more. He said, yes, I love you. Everybody will love him for that. In fact, the scripture said, all people love those that give. If you give good gifts, you're always giving up gifts, all men will love you. But when things are tight, now you see who really loves you. When you refuse to give to them, when you refuse to give this blessing, now we see who really loves you. And that is what Christ is asking Peter. Do you really love me more than this? As long as I'm making fish happen from the lakes, you've been fishing all night, nothing. And I came and I waved my hand and miracles of fish. And they jump into the lake and say, it's the master. Said, loved thou me more than this. Suppose he said, follow me. And he's not going to use miracle either. He said, go to Nero and he's going to cut your head off. That was what he did to Peter. Peter was ready to lay down his life. He said, do you love me to follow me? Now, this is the question to every one of us. Lovest thou Jesus? Now, if you are new, you have not really been born again. You have not seen the love of Jesus yet. Maybe you need to see the love of Jesus. I'm going to read this to you. This is from an old hymn that many of you may not know. I don't know how to sing it. I will have sung this hymn to you. This is, I gave my life for thee. It's this title of this hymn. And I will read the words. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to us. He said, I gave my life for thee. My precious blood I shed. That thou might ransomed be. And quickened from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? That's Jesus asking you this question. What have you given for Jesus? He gave his life for you. He said, my Father's house of light, my glory circled throne, I left for earthly night. For wandering sad and lone, I left it all for thee. As thou left aught for me, what have you left for Jesus? Now, that is what you are going to begin to question yourself. You say, well, he said, if you repent and you are having trouble to give up some things, he's telling you what he has given up for you. What have you given up for him? He said, I suffered much for thee. More than thy tongue can tell. Of bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I have borne it all for thee. What hast thou borne for me? What have you borne for Jesus? And the Bible said, love beareth all things. That's one of the things that he's talking about. What have you borne for Jesus? And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation, full and free. My pardon and my love. I bring rich gifts to thee. Say, what hast thou brought to me? Say, do you really love Jesus? Do you really love Jesus? Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. In this verse, the apostle was saying, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So he gave his son for you. He tried to give you more, but he wanted you to give something back also. He wanted to give something back. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. The Bible says, verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. He has laid everything on the line for you and for me. He died for you and he died for me. And he's saying, what have you done for me? What have you given up for me? That is the love for Christ that we are talking about. See, we are talking about the divine love, which we can read and talk about what God says love really is. He said, well, yeah, I have given all for you. He said, what? Can't you just give up this? Can't you just be this? Can you just be that? For Christ's sake now, not because, yeah, God said I should love my brother. Love. He said that you cannot love your brother unless you love me so much that you are ready to do anything for me. That's what is leading you to right now. What the message is God commanded that this is the law he has given to all of us. He said, this is my commandment. Let's go to it. But he said, you won't be able to do it unless you love Jesus so much that you are ready to do anything for Jesus. Anything for Jesus. That is what we are talking about. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. Chapter 14, let me read verse 15 for us. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And verse 21 of it said the same thing. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. And in verse 23, Jesus answered and said again, if a man love me, now keep listening to that, loving him, Jesus, is what's going to take you out of here in rapture. He said, but how can you love somebody you have not seen? He said, but you've got to have that love shed into your heart by the Holy Ghost. So if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. But he that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. If you don't love Jesus, you won't keep his sayings. Now, what he's asking of us is this. He's saying, love one another. Because I'm going to read that first. But he's telling us right now that for me and you to be able to do that, you must love him, the Lord Jesus Christ, so much that you are ready to do anything for Jesus. Are you ready to do anything for Jesus? When I said something, I said the devil tried to derail this message. The Lord gave you a message, and if you're not careful, the Lord will try to. The devil came against this message, because you're going to preach love, and just the weekend the devil came against me, and I have a quarrel, a strife, conflict in my household. I said, Lord, I can't preach this one right now. And the Lord told me that we are not preaching ourselves. We are preaching Jesus. Because if I'm preaching myself, I say, hey, wait a minute. I'm not good enough to even talk about love here. And the Lord make me to see that we are not preaching ourselves. We are preaching Jesus. And when you see that, then you say, do you love Jesus enough? This is a challenge to you. Say you have your spouse. You have a quarrel with your spouse. And the Lord said, okay, now go back and apologize. And you are so arrogant, you can't even say, I'm sorry. Then you don't love Jesus. Because he said, if you love me, you will do anything for me. So why am I going to be? Do you want to apologize? Because Christ said, go and apologize. Not so. He said, if you love me, you will do anything for me. That's what Jesus Christ is asking you now. Do you love Jesus enough to do anything for Jesus? He said, well, yeah, if I do that, I will be like the fool. He said, can you be a fool for Jesus? Because some people, I'm sorry, it's like a curse word in their mouth. They are so arrogant, they won't say it. You see, that is what Jesus Christ is saying, that I gave my life for you. What have you given up for me? Have you given up that ego? That self? And what did the Bible say about self? He said, anyone that wants to be my disciple and cannot even deny himself, he said, hate your father and mother and hate your own life also. You cannot be my disciple. So what is he saying then? That ego is yourself. Do you really hate that ego? To say, I will do it for Jesus. Say, well, you'll be like a fool. Are you going to say you are sorry to that your spouse, that you are not the one wrong? But you say, go and say you are sorry. Go and apologize. Say, well, and you refuse. Then you don't love Jesus enough. That's what he's saying. That's what he is saying. Do you love me enough to do anything for me? That's what Jesus Christ is saying there. Well, that's an example. That's an example. He says, the love for Jesus that is going to rapture us is the love for Jesus that is going to take us out of here.
And when you see in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and he said, they forgot their first love. That is the love for Jesus. Have you lost your first love for Jesus? Because we can be so busy doing things for God and claiming that we are doing everything right. And let's look at that Revelation chapter 3. But I want to point to something right here. Here, the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to the church of Ephesus. Actually, chapter 2. Chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus. The Lord was going to tell them that they were doing so many things for the sake of Christ. Verse 2. He said, I know your works. You labor so much. You are patient. You bear everything that you even cannot bear the evildoers. And he said, you have, verse 3 said, and you have borne and you have patience. And for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. So what can be more than that? We were working hard for the kingdom. And yet he said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. That first love is not the evangelism, brother, because this is the laboring. Evangelism is the laboring. We labor for him. Say, you labor, you do everything for him. He said, but you left your first love. That is the first love, for Christ is the bridegroom. We must never lose that. So remember this. He said, he gave everything for you. What can you give for me? It's what Christ is telling us. What will you do for Jesus' sake? John chapter 15 again. Gospel of John chapter 15. Remember the theme of this message. What will you do for Jesus, who has given all for us, for you and for me? Will you give up your ego for Jesus? Will you give up your pride for Jesus? John chapter 15 verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Verse 12. Now this is my commandment. Now the Lord is saying we are to keep his commandment. He said, if you love me, he said, you will keep my commandment. And this is the commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another as I have loved you. There was a vision the Lord showed to me just about a year ago. Maybe I've related it to many in many places, individual people. In this vision, I was transported to the gate of heaven, like a beautiful city, full of light. And I was more or less standing on a mountain here watching. And I was made to see saints, holy people, the believers that are coming to the gates of this beautiful city. And they were trying to go inside and they ran back. People were piling at the gate. They couldn't get in. They were piling at the gate. They couldn't get in. And they were saying, an angel is at the door trying to kill us. Before long, we have a long line of people. And they were all expected to be believers, holy people. And then somebody said, wait. The Lord is coming to talk to us. I was just on the mountain, listening to what's going on here. The Lord is coming to talk to us. And look like from that city came birds like doves. They came and the Lord came to meet these guys that were at the gate, like flying in the air. And he came down in front of them and laughed at them. And said, did not I tell you to love one another? Did not I tell you to love one another? Well, this city is full of light, that the light was so bright they couldn't go in. It is not an angel. They saw a flashing light. That's why they thought an angel is trying to kill us. But God is saying, that love is what should turn you into light, but God, you can get through that gate. If you don't have that love, you will not change. They couldn't get. That's just a figurative way of showing to us what he was saying. It does not mean that they will even get there to the gate. But he's saying, didn't I tell you to love one another? He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Think about it. And he's saying, well, the way you can only love one another is if you love Jesus so much that you are ready to do anything for Jesus. anything for Jesus. That is what he said. Because when I say, Jesus, I can't preach this one, when I know that nobody is there yet, nobody can do this thing. He said, well, then preach the love for Jesus. That is the message. The love for Jesus is the message. So how can I show that I love Jesus? Ready to do anything for Jesus. You have to make up your mind. Are you ready to do anything for Jesus? Like he asked Apostle John, Apostle Peter there. Are you really ready to do anything for me? If you say, that's why I sing that first song, the Lord is so good. Now, if he is so good, are you just reveling in his goodness, not ready to give anything for him? He has been giving and giving and giving. What have you given back to him? It's not your money. He's looking for your heart. The heart that is ready to say, Lord, anything. Anything you ask of me. And he said, lay down your pride. Lay down your ego. Whatever he asks of you, are you ready to lay it down? Are you ready? He said, well, that fellow is unlovable. I can't love that one. He said, but that's the one I say, love. I will only love him because I am going to obey him, Jesus. So that is what he is talking about. Am I ready to do anything for his sake? Even when this fellow seems to be the one that I can't love this one. There's sometimes when there are some people who have done something so mean to you, you can't love them. And God said, well, if you love me, you've got to love. You know, I preached something about forgiveness the other time. God said, I can forgive this one. He said, but if you love Jesus, and he commands you to forgive, then you're going to forgive. Or you're going to hold it to yourself and show that you do not really love Jesus enough to do anything for him. So when you look at this commandment of Christ, it's a commandment of whether you love Jesus enough to say, I will do anything for him. That is the message. Do you love Jesus enough to do anything for him? I keep repeating that because that is what I want you to take home today. Do you love Jesus enough to say, I will do anything for you, Jesus? Including whatever is causing you troubles. Including laying down your pride or your egos. Including loving one another. Because that's the command. But how can I love this fellow that just hurt me? He said, can you do anything for me? For Jesus. So that's the message of this hour. John chapter 13, verse 34. John chapter 13. Verse 34. The Lord mentioned this over and over and over and over again because he knew that the devil knows the warfare that we are in. And the devil knows how to fight this warfare. And he's going to use every tool to fight for these people not to get to heaven. And like the Bible said, this is the message that is going to rapture the bride. Now, by the way, before I forget, I brought some few CDs on this thing. There was a prophecy that was given in the 1600s that we attributed to somebody else, Charles Price, but it was written by a prophetess in England in those days, 1600, Jane Lead. And he prophesied that this is what God is waiting for, that it's going to be a reign of love in the body of believers, that God is going to, until that arrives, we are not going anywhere. We all say the Lord is coming this year. Prophets say it's going to be in the 70s or in the 80s or in the 90s. But when we begin to read, and the Lord gave that prophecy through those women, that same woman wrote Scroll 51. By the way, you guys are used to Scroll 51. The actual scripture was the summary of what she wrote. And she said, God will wait until he get that love reigning in his body. Otherwise, they are not ready. So I have CDs of some of those, and then a printout. So one per family, maybe you could go 10. I have 10 CDs there. You can pick one on your living. But what I'm trying to say is this. That prophecy said, this is what God is waiting for. The love flock, you call them. The love flock. And you say, well, how can I love when that brother hurt me? That pastor, he preached about my sermon, and he blasted me in his sermon. And every church kicking at one another, that preacher go on radio and blasted out of that preacher. And God said, I say you should love one another. Well, that is over. That is a corporate. What about individual? That brother talked about me. This one talked behind my back. Gossiping going on. And all those things going in the household of God. God said, I say you should love one another. So the body is not ready. The body is not ready. John chapter 13, like I said, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. See, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. We all know this way. You just enter one here and you always flee through the other because it's superficial. But that prophecy said, what we see is superficial love. But what God is asking for is a fervent love that is going to be an anointing. It's an anointing. But you must yield to an anointing. It's almost like saying you're going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. And you say, well, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. Are you going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost? No. The same way, God said this is what's going to rapture the bride. Love in the body of Christ. But it has to see, if I love him so much that I'm ready to do anything for him, even though this is asking me to do this, it's so hot. That is what Jesus Christ demonstrated to us. He has to go to the cross. He said, but because I love the Father, that's why I'm going to lay down my life. It was not easy. It was not easy for him. And he came to the final part. He said, can't we try something else? So that I don't have to go through this cross? He said, but because I love the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. Not because I love the sheep so much. He said, I love the Father. The same way God is commanding you, if you love him, the Father, then you will do anything for him. So this is the love he's talking about. Do you really love Jesus enough to say, Lord, I will do anything for you? What about that, your family member that you just hated him or hated her, you just can't stand him. And God said, forgive him or forgive her. And you find it difficult to do that. Then what are you going to do? You're going to say, because I love the Father, I must do it. That's what he's asking from you. Are you willing to do anything for this bridegroom? This is the love he's talking about. Start by saying, Lord, help me to love you enough that I'm ready to lay down my life for you. When you are able to do that, then it shouldn't be difficult for you to lay down your pride and forgive your ego and anything else that is hindering you so that you can be a child of Jesus, so that you can fulfill this. He said that because I gave all for you, what have you given? What have you given? By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples when ye have love one for another. That prophet said, the Lord will continue to wait until he get that love burning in his church, burning in the hearts of this love flock. Otherwise, he's still going to delay his coming. They are not ripened yet because that is the final ripening of the fruits. Because the Bible says God himself is love. Amen? God himself is love. You know where that is? Not so. He said he died for you. Now, 1 John chapter 4. First epistle of John chapter 4, as I wrap it up. He said, verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God has to us. Say, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Another verse says, we love him because he first loved us. That's verse 19. We love him. We love Christ because he first loved us. He just like this song I read. He said, I have given all for you to redeem you from hell. Say, what are you going to lay down for me? Say, count the cost of being a disciple. Are you ready to lay down your life? Are you ready to lay down your pride? Are you ready to lay down your ego? Are you ready to throw away that sin that so easily beset us? And he said, ask him. He said, well, I just can't stop this. If you love him enough, you will do anything for him. So that is the message. If you love Jesus enough, you will do anything for him. Anything for Jesus. Perhaps you are here, you are saying, well, I don't know what you are talking about. You need to experience that love of Jesus first, shed abroad into your heart. That will help you to be able to love him so much that you say, come today. When we were born again, that was the experience I had. I was so excited. I want him to come that day. That was the bubbling heart love that he wants to put into your heart. When he puts that into you, then you are ready for anything. See, I will do anything for you. Now he's going to ask you to say, do this for me on earth. Do this for me on earth. If you say, I will do anything for you, Jesus, he wants to do this for him on earth. And the first commandment is to love one another. If you look at that fellow and say, gee, not this one. He said, but can you do anything for me? He said, love one another. He said, but I can love everybody. He said, I just can't love this one. He said, but can you do anything for Jesus? If you say, yes, I will, Lord, help thou. Because there was a man that came and said, I brought this my son to you, and you are not here. I gave it to your disciples. They couldn't cast this devil out. And Jesus Christ said, oh, gee, if you only can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That man screamed and said, I believe. But this thing is shaking my faith. Help my unbelief. If you want to stand up to your feet and say, Lord, I tried. I don't know whether I really love Jesus enough to do anything for him. But help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Because it's like a lip service, they call it. If you say, well, I'll do anything. That's why he was asking Peter many times, do you really love me? Do you really love me? He said, oh, yes, Lord, I really do. More than just when I provide. A lot of people, as long as the money is flowing in, as long as the money is flowing, oh, praise the Lord. But when the money is no more flowing, they can't even stand. They will be the one cursing first. Even in the household, as long as everything is going smoothly. They say, do you love me more than this? Because that's the type of question he was asking Peter. If I stop giving you the fish, will you still love the bridegroom? And that's what we want to ask one another. Do I love Jesus enough to do anything for him? Let's stand up to our feet. That's the end of the message. Let's stand up to our feet and say, Lord, help me to be able to love you enough to do anything for Jesus, including surrendering my pride, surrendering my ego, loving that fellow that he said I should love, I just couldn't stand him. My boss in the work, maybe it's your boss, or that fellow that always hates your God. You know he hates you. You know she hates you in the office, but God didn't say you hate him back or hate her back. God said you should love him back. But how can I do that? He said, do you love Jesus enough to do anything for him? That's all he's asking you. Do you love Jesus enough to do anything for him? And if you are new, you don't know this Jesus. You want this love of God to be shared abroad into your heart. Come forward. I'll pray with you. And every one of us that wants to join me in this prayer, I'm going to kneel down here and pray. For the next 5 to 10 minutes, let's come forward and say, I want Jesus to touch me right now so that I will have this love for Christ bubbling in my heart that I'm ready to do anything for him. If you are, come forward. Come and join me in this prayer. This is not going to be just me ministering to you, but the Lord is going to minister to us, all of us all. Say, Jesus, help me out. Father, we thank you, Lord, because you are the one that